He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
My hello is always better than yours.
I know it is. I know it is. Mine sucks the big one, but nonetheless, I try. But trying is lying. Isn't that what somebody says? I'll do better. I promise I'll do better.
Yeah, you just got to do and then keep focusing on the do part instead of everything else that gets in the way.
Yes.
Lots of people are trying to do what they need to get well, but there's something difficult about the do part, right? And that part is the part you need to do, right? So what is it about the do part?
Well, it takes energy.
Energy is good.
You actually got to get up off the couch, take that remote control out of your hand or the phone or the computer and actually get up and do it. That's the hard part for a lot of people, right?
It's amazing how something simple like, I don't know, vacuuming or fixing something in the house or calling someone, we put it off in our mind and we kind of go into a freeze frame. But when we actually do it, like the do part, we realize, oh my goodness, how easy was that? Why did I put that off? And because it bugs you. If it's something you need to do and you don't do it, it keeps sort of working its way into your head. You don't want to think about it, but it gets into your head and you keep thinking about it. So the best way to...
Yeah. Speaking of that, you ain't been vacuuming lately. That's your job. Speaking about that, get up off your desk.
We're not talking about me and the stuff I'm doing or not doing. We're talking about everyone else.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's cooking, my dear?
Well, what's cooking is just fresh blackberries. I know. That's not cooking, but that's what's cooking with me. Yesterday, I was like super hot and tired. It's muggy. It's in the Okanagan. Been running around all day, and a friend of mine said, hey, let's go pick some blackberries at the back of the house. And I go, all right, then. So we picked it in the heat, and we picked three, and I ate one, and I picked two, and I ate two, and the list goes on and on until I had a huge, big bucket full of fresh blackberries. And by the end of about approximately half hour, I was full of energy. I didn't drink any water. It was hot, beaming in the sun, but it was wonderful. Those blackberries were so refreshing and full of antioxidants and water, I became alive. Son, that's all because of eating fresh blackberries. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, well, berries are loaded with water, they hydrate, but also electrolytes and antioxidants, as you're going to tell us, I'm sure.
Well, studies have shown that blackberries have one of the highest antioxidant contents per serving of any food tested. Now, of any food tested, but blackberries are pretty high up there. Like most berries, they're low in calories and high in nutrients. They do have fructose in them, so you got to be careful you don't eat too many, like I did. I came home and I ate some more. We froze them, and then I had a big protein shake filled with blackberries. So I've had my blackberry fill, but boy, I feel great. It's great for athletic performance and disease. Blackberries are low in calories and high in nutrients. About a half a cup of blackberries is about 37 calories, 9 grams of carbohydrates, and 4 grams of fiber. There's vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin K, magnesium, potassium, fiber. You know, it's like full round. Just eat a handful of blackberries or go picking blackberries. Go pick, you know, like the hunter-gatherer kind of thing, right? And that's what I was telling my girlfriend when we were picking them. I said, this is what they used to do. These were big, beautiful, organic blackberries that she had planted herself. And they were non-thorny types, so there wasn't any thorns in there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been too enthusiastic to go and pick them. But I said, years ago, they would hunt, and this is what we would gather. We would gather these beautiful berries. And look at how hydrating and how beneficial they are, right?
Absolutely. So the original diet was higher in fat. It was low in carbohydrates, but the carbohydrates and everything that they were consuming was clean, organic, fresh from nature. So to me, berries are the supreme survival food. You know, ultimately, I don't know how long a person could live on them. Like, let's just say that you had a berry and you were in some dystopian future and that's all you had were berries. You could probably live for a while. Like many months on them. You know, there's not a lot of protein, but there's a lot of energy, glucose, and a delivery system that ties in with our own system of managing sugars and carbohydrates, you know, because with all of these high water fruits, it's mostly water, not glucose or carbohydrate. And that's why they are so beneficial. The research is really straight up today. A high carbohydrate diet for the vast majority of us is absolutely the wrong approach. We've got way too many carbs, and of course, they're the wrong carbs.
Right.
But this is a great carb.
But that's interesting, because I was telling my girlfriend, I said, blackberries are carbohydrates. She was blown away by that. You know, she just thought that breads, buns, bagels, pasta. I said, processed carbohydrates or starchy carbohydrates. But I said, yeah, these are carbohydrates, and these are basically the carbohydrates that you should be eating in your diet, right? So get those fresh berries. And the beauty of them is, if you can pick them yourself, it's just really a wonderful feeling. You know, you pick them, you eat them, then you take some home with you, and then you eat some more, you freeze them. Whatever you do with them, you can bake with them, or you can add yogurt and honey, and you can make jam. I know some people make sugarless jam with them, and there's a million things you can do with the berries. But when you pick them yourself in the heat of the day, it's just a beautiful thing to do. And I felt great. I was full of energy after that, and it was a hot, muggy day, too. Not like me, huh? Usually I'm a slug.
Well, I remember going fishing with my brother in BC when we were kids, and any time that we saw berries on our way, we would always stop and pick them, right? It was just like, wow, this is like free food, and they were so delicious, you know? So I think it's inherent in our intuition, our genes, our capacity to understand that this plant, this berry, this yield is wonderfully beneficial for us.
Blackberries were enjoyed by the ancient Greeks, who believed them for a cure of diseases of the mouth and the throat, and also can prevent ailments, including gout. So what's interesting is we do know a few people who are a little bit older who suffer from gout. So I'm going to have to mention that to them. Eat some fresh blackberries. This will help that gout, right? Interesting stuff.
Well, they're like eating pycnogenol. Pycnogenol and grapeseed are high in these proanthocyanidins, right? So this concentration of anthocyanidins, these high, intense flavonoids, they are just loaded with data and information that creates a very beneficial genetic expression that aids our immune system, like the thymus gland and the circulatory system and the entire endocrine system. So people need to know this, that food from nature is actually so much more than what they think it is. It's like discovering an ancient source of language, you know, that we can then determine and read and benefit from. So the language of health is in these foods.
Well, what's interesting is we went out for lunch first. We had a big salad. She said, well, why don't we split a salad and a quesadilla? I said, that sounds absolutely fantastic. I would love to do that. However, I really am staying away from grains. Well, there's not much in there. I said, but, you know, it's inflammatory. Most people think the reason that I don't eat the breads, buns, bagels, and pasta is because I'm trying to watch my weight, right, not get fat. That's part of it. But really, it's an inflammatory response. I want to keep the fire down in my body, right? Good for my thyroid, because I have my thyroid issues that I have to deal with. So that keeps me well and healthy. So it's interesting to try to explain it to people that don't really understand about the health and the wellness and the benefits of healthy food, right?
It's an obsession with gravity and mass. People would say, what are you talking about? Well, your weight is about gravity, the force of gravity, working on your mass. But really, your weight is so much more than that, too. It's body composition.
Yes,
they
definitely
don't get the health focus. You know, the obsession with weight outranks the consciousness of health and wellness. That is why people will do certain stupid, crazy, insane things to lose weight, but they would never do that to get healthy. They don't even know what health is. It's never been properly explained to them.
What I should have said, which is kind of funny, because she said to me, oh, just this once, it's not going to hurt you. And it's like that article that you wrote, oh, just this once, my husband can cheat on me. It won't hurt. Remember you said that about cheating on your diets, like cheating on your partner?
Yeah, well, I'm all for that. I mean, that's really a functional way to live out your life.
Exactly. Okay, then. So get those fresh berries in, especially those blackberries. They're absolutely delicious and good for you, too.
Good. So who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Franco Cavallari. Franco Cavallari is the CEO, President, and Research Director of Biologic Nutri Genomics Health Research Corporation. Whoa, that's a mouthful for early in the morning. He's a graduate of UBC, which is the University of British Columbia, where he is completing his postgraduate research at the Faculty of Medicine Brain Research Center. And we do have more information on him on our website. He's just fantastic, and what a fantastic interview, and filled with passion. You can hear it. He was excited. And I cannot believe that it's been 14 years, Corey, was the last time we interviewed him.
Well, he's one of the good ones. He's one of the good guys. We worked together in the industry. We saw each other grow and move forward in different ways. And we actually toured together with Colgan. We did a national tour. I think it was called the
Brain Team.
The Brain Team? Yeah, that was
Dream
great.
Team.
Oh, the Dream Team, right.
Franco is also a member of the CSNA Certified Sports Nutrition Advisory Board, which is super cool. And he's just so passionate about what he does. And it's really exciting to know that he really cares about people's health and how can he make products better and help to heal. So, you know, when you listen to his interview, it really is super fascinating. And it's amazing to know that he suffered from ulcerative colitis. And this is why he continues to research curcumin. What a healing substance. And he did mention in his interview, Corey, if you want to hear about why curcumin was put on this earth, something like that, I want to hear that story. I want to hear what he says. So the next time we see him, I want to hear what he says about what different plants were put on this earth for healing. So many healing properties are in plants that we take for granted.
Absolutely. See, he's living in the conventional world, like UBC, very conventional, like nutrition and the sciences are taught in a very conventional sort of dry manner. And it's starting to change slowly, but he's bringing to that a consciousness of prevention, functional medicine, and everything that he knows about the alternative natural food industry, because, you know, he has built companies from the ground, distributed natural health products, but he's always been interested and committed to science. That's why I chose him for the advisory board. You know, Franco also is really into training, and
he was a professional bodybuilder. He won Mr. America back in the 80s, right? So, I mean, he knows about bodybuilding. He knows about training. You did ask him the question, how do you stay well and not get caught up in the tide? He says he never misses a workout. And I think he has a home gym as well because he's so busy. That home gym is ideal for him, right?
Yeah,
so
I've trained actually in his home gym. Yeah. We had a couple of workouts together.
Yeah. He's really interested in the brain and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and it's a heavy metal issue, right? He says he's dissected, done a lot of dissecting, and what's inside is a lot of heavy metals, environmental factor as well. So, you know, get rid of those heavy metals, get rid of that metal in your mouth, and be careful about what you cook with and, you know, about your air that you breathe. And it's fascinating, isn't it? But stay well and healthy and never miss a workout.
Well, he mentioned that his grandmother has Alzheimer's, I believe. Usually, the focus of a researcher, the commitment of anyone that's doing beyond the call of duty, investigation and research, their motivation is something personal. They might be afraid themselves of losing their brain, or maybe someone in their family was an alcoholic or died of a coronary artery disease, and it had such a massive impact on their life, usually when we're younger, that it kind of stuck with them. And now they want to resolve the puzzle, resolve and find a solution for themselves in their own life. And it's kind of a way to get around that, to exercise your direction so that you can understand it and deal with it. You know, like we were talking about these people that they go to these music festivals and they really let themselves go. And it's their way to deal with reality, to shake it out, to headbang themselves through the atmosphere or whatever, right?
Right, exactly. But, you know, what happens is people age, they don't feel well, and they don't move anymore. And moving is very, very important to keep going. Go up the stairs. Don't take the elevator. Even if you have a cane and you're walking with a cane, go up and down the block, and eventually you get to do more. Then you see the same people all the time walking the street, and then you can be friendly with them. So it's really good to get out there. If you just sit at home all the time, it can become degenerative. So you have to get out there, although it's very difficult. I do understand when people don't feel good, they get into a depression. You've got to make the choice to do it. You just have to get up and go. You have to. Even if you're get up and go, got up and left, you got to get up and go, right?
Yeah, well, having a chat yesterday with Dan, who we met, who's on his way to Hawaii. He's 18. And he was saying, he gets this. I thought it was great. I don't rely on my emotions. Emotions can fool you. Emotions can lead you astray. Emotions can trick you. And they're just puffs of smoke generated in the brain. They're illusory products of the mind. So he's very much into science and likes that approach. And I think that what a lesson he's already learned in his life to understand that we should not trust emotions when compared to a rational alternative that requires some logic, induction, deduction, those kinds of things. A lot of people base their entire life on emotion.
Pretty cool for an 18-year-old boy to know that.
Yeah.
It'll take him a long way in life to know that because, you know, we are ruled, most of us are ruled by our emotions, and we get impulsive and do stupid things through emotions. Then we have regret and remorse, and then we get depressed because we did something that we know we shouldn't have done, and if only we had waited. So, you know, I think I know I've done stuff like that. I'm getting way better at holding back now. Actually, I'm getting real good at it, and it served me well. Anyway, I just want to say thank you, Franco, for your interview. It was awesome.
Good stuff. So what's your hot topic?
Hot topic today is celebrating milestones. I've had a great year. We've celebrated our anniversary, 25th. I just celebrated my 40th high school graduation reunion. That was fun. And I think that birthdays should be celebrated. Any milestone in my life, what I believe that people should celebrate. Some people don't like to celebrate anniversaries or birthdays or anything like that. I don't really understand why, but that's their choice to do that. But hey, I made it another year. We made it to 25 years. It's been 40 years that I graduated from high school, and it's a landmark and it's a milestone, and it should make you better. It shouldn't make you be depressed because you've been on the earth that long. Wasn't my reunion fun in beautiful Nelson, British Columbia in the West Kootenays of Canada?
Absolutely. Nelson is truly spectacular, especially in the summer. You know, the environment is natural. You know, lots of people out on the lake, boating, fishing. We were able to see some of that. We went to some cabins, some private beaches. We had a really good time celebrating. I don't think so much the reunion. I think it was the celebration of people's lives and being with people that they care about and talking about stories from the past and silly things you've done and just getting together. And
yeah,
you know, you guys have formed a group.
Well, it's wonderful, and it was over 3 days, and some people may think that's a little long, but you know, there was a cocktail party, there was a dinner and dance, and then there was a barbecue. But over that 3 days, you get a chance to connect with absolutely everybody that was there, and I think there might have been about 80 people there. So I got a chance to absolutely connect with everybody, because you can't do it all in one night, you know? So it was really a lot of fun, and if any of you get a chance to go to your high school reunion, if you had a good time in high school, I mean, I don't know about me having a good time or what a good student I was, but I had fun, and it was nice to connect with everybody. And our anniversary was spectacular. We had some special guests there that surprised us, Len and Susan, and a few other people, so that was wonderful. And it was great to see the kids. Everybody got up, and they said nice things to us, so it was just wonderful. And I think if you've got a birthday, get your friends together, celebrate another year being alive. It's a great time to make those resolutions or whatever goals, or say, well, next year I want to be here or there. So it was just wonderful. I have a friend who's turning 70, and she is the nicest gal ever, and she's competed in bodybuilding before. But she says, this year, what I want to do is I'm turning 70 next May, and I want to compete again. So it's a great goal to have that 1 year in between years in order to get the job done. So start celebrating life more. right, Corey?
Yeah, I look forward to the celebration, like thinking of a reunion or a get-together with old friends. I look forward to the fun. And another motivation component is I'm curious, because I've always been an observer and a watcher of people. So when you go to these groups that get together from the past and you talk to people and say, what are you doing now in your life? What's happened to you in your life? And then that information gives me a different perspective. And ultimately, it helps me in my perception of reality and adjustments to life that need to be made, that kind of thing. You know, you're just kind of watching life pass us all by.
Well, listen, I mean, your dad passed away this year and your grandmother passed away this year. And it's like, okay, well, you know, hey, in the next little while, it's going to be our turn. And, you know, let's just enjoy life and forget about, I mean, if somebody did you wrong and then they really did you wrong, don't have anything to do with them anymore. Just delete them, get them out of your life and celebrate with the people that parallel what your beliefs are. And if they don't parallel you in that, there's got to be some common denominator that you enjoy each other's company, you build each other up, you like each other, they leave or you leave feeling really, really good. You're happy to be around them. Not they drain and suck the life out of you. You don't want to be around people like that. But there are people that do that, and sometimes you got to be around them whether you like it or not. But life is short, and I'm really getting that now. After all these little milestones, life is short, and I'm going to celebrate any chance I get. As long as I stay well and get lots of rest, I'll be raring to go for any little party there is. That's my hot topic.
Awesome. Well, that was a great hot topic. So it's all about having fun and being with friends and trying to make the most out of the time that we all have. And with that, what is your final word?
My final word is by Nelson Mandela. Remember to celebrate milestones as you prepare for the road ahead.